advocate, they say, to the Iranian people. They're trying to get to the Iranian people, saying life doesn't have to be like this.
Fox's Ashley Webster. And a Massachusetts man accused of plotting a terror attack is expected to plead guilty today. Law enforcement started looking at him after a tip from his father, a Boston police captain. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here's your forecast on this Monday. Partial sunshine, but the sun will be limited by a better-than-normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Most prominent, of course, in the afternoon and evening hours. Today's high, mid and upper 80s. Tonight's low down to about 68. Tomorrow, still a generous supply of scattered showers and storms across the area. Still random, but a decent chance. High in the mid-80s. Wednesday and Thursday will be the upper 80s, partly sunny. Showers and thunderstorms, especially afternoon and evening, and not much change Friday. Our free weather app keeps you on top of weather changes wherever you are all the time with advanced interactive radar, push notifications for severe weather alerts, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Dallas County man faces a possible life in prison sentence after a jury convicted him of murder. 22-year-old Larry Hunter was convicted of shooting and killing Alexis Hunter near Selma High School in 2013. Prosecutors say Hunter was robbing the victim and another girl of their cell phones when the shooting happened. Meetings for parents of students at four MPS schools that will be closing have been scheduled. The meetings are Tuesday at Lee High School, Thursday at Carver High School, and next week on May 31st at Park Crossing High School. The meetings start at 6:30. And the United States and China have reached an agreement on trade. In a joint statement, the two countries announced that China has agreed to, quote, significantly increase purchases of U.S. goods and services. It's unclear just how much the increase will be. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright was the 13th of 14 children born to a family of sharecroppers in Dale County. Bobby Bright. The values Bobby Bright learned working the family farm made him who he is today. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright worked his way through college and law school and went from a sharecropper field in Dale County to become both mayor and congressman. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright is pro-life. Bobby Bright is pro-Second Amendment. And Bobby Bright is pro-Donald Trump. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright voted for Donald Trump and supported Donald Trump when others abandoned Donald Trump when he needed them the most. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright will work with President Donald Trump. Those who abandoned Donald Trump before the election will abandon him again. It's only a matter of time. Not Bobby Bright. We can always trust Bobby Bright.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey talks about her faith and Christian values.
Well, I was a member of the Camden Baptist Church growing up. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my faith, and I rely on it. Prayer and reading the scriptures and going to church is really important.
Kay Ivey lives her faith and follows God's teaching in how she leads our great state.
I'm pro-life because God teaches us to love life, and He created us, and He wants us to love one another.
That's why Kay Ivey always defends our shared Christian values. As governor, Kay has restored ethical Christian leadership to the office, fought to restore our faith in government, and has Alabama working again.
I believe that life begins at conception. I am strongly pro-life.
That's why Governor Ivey is the only candidate to be endorsed by both the Alabama Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony list. Kay Ivey, fighting for conservative values. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Quaker State Chevron or Havoline conventional motor oils and a MicroGuard filter for only $18.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and improve engine performance with Quaker State Chevron or Havoline at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Brands may vary by location. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, buy Ortho Home Defense Insect Killer with Wand and get a free refill in the bargain. Great news for anyone who's not a bug. Home Defense kills them where they live, which right now is where you live, and prevents new ones for up to 12 months. There will soon be no place for bugs to creep, crawl, or hide. Get a free refill when you purchase Ortho Home Defense with Wand at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 2 per customer in store only.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Barron and Jack.
Welcome back in. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. I got Jack Campbell sitting shotgun.
How you darn?
We got a lot to do in the next couple of weeks. There are elections 15 days from today.
Terry.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you do. You know Terry at Chappie's. You don't ever mention my name on the radio.
Oh.
Terry.
She's supposed to come on when you're not around.
Well, she cusses me out about it every time I'm in there.
Well, she knows where the station is. She knows she's welcome, so I don't understand what the problem is. She can come in. Hey, Terry.
Yeah, call
she
Barron.
She there this morning?
Oh, believe me, I got a dose of it.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. It's, I guess school is out. Is school already ended for most people?
I think for most.
Because there is no traffic on the way in the morning. It's amazing how much traffic is school-related in Montgomery, Alabama. It's unbelievable. There's absolutely no traffic yet. I got on the interstate today. I don't think I hit my brakes once from the time I left my house till I got here. Maybe a stop sign or two. But it's not like I was pumping brakes the whole way and stopped on Chantilly or Taylor Road for 2 hours like I normally am. I zoomed right on in here. I got here early because I wasn't expecting the break in traffic. Now I know I can sleep another 15 minutes.
I've been waking up too damn early, and I can't go back to sleep.
Are we talking like 6:30 or like 3:30?
No, like 5:30.
That's not too early.
For me, it is.
No, that's the chickens have been up for an hour at that point. That's nothing. That's too late, Jack.
Fine, Barron.
5:30? You sleep till 5:30?
I'm going to start having a bunch of kids so I can be like you, bitter and getting up early.
That's all right. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. We do have some news lined up today, not too terribly much, so we can open up the phones at some point and hear all you guys have to say, what happened
over
the weekend.
As long as it's on topic.
It does have to be, well, there's a caveat to it being on topic. Two things. One is it needs to either be on topic or interesting. You can get off topic.
Why do you want to change the rules now?
No, those have always been the rules. You run the risk of being chastised if you're off topic. You run the risk. It's not guaranteed chastisement, Jack. You run the risk of being chastised. And you might not get chastised if it's interesting. If it interests me, I won't chastise you. You call in and want to give me a cool theory about how something works or why something's happening, I might listen to it.
Yeah,
might okay. but you run the risk of being chastised. Now, I typically don't chastise first-time callers. There are a lot of people that, I'd call, but I just don't want to be chastised. Look, it's not guaranteed chastisement. There are exceptions to the rule. Where do you want to open here? We got a lot of
I don't know. I'm pretty bitter. I'm bitter this morning.
About what? Get over it.
Did you read the Alabama Political Reporter?
Get over your bitterness. I did not. I don't read it until you tell me there's something on there.
Well, our boy Bill Britt, I'm on his TV show every week. I thought we were friends. Has this article kind of handicapping some of the races around the state, but the only ones they handicapped were governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general.
Is it this headline story here, APR's League of Influentials? What is that, a superhero group? Do they have to wear tights and a cape?
Yeah, apparently.
Do they wear jockeys?
If you'll scroll down the article, at the end of the article, it will tell you who the people, not by name, but what the people he interviewed to come up with his prognostication.
Oh, what best classifies you and your role?
Yeah, read that.
Lobbyist Association, 25%.
Yeah, 25% of the people that helped him
come up with the... So he polls them about particular issues.
Yeah.
Now, these are swamp critters. Is that what you're telling me? Lobbyists, legislators, other elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to find out what's going on in Alabama, to take the pulse of Alabama, Bill Britt turns to the swamp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And 37.5% of these people are political consultants.
37.5% of these people
are political. Now, Jack, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you a political consultant?
I have been for 30-something years.
Now, are you a friend of Bill Britt's?
I thought so.
Were you among the people you surveyed?
No, I was not, quote, polled to ask me what I thought about this. And saw him Thursday when we taped the show, and he never mentioned it. Yeah, bitter.
Now I understand why he didn't ask my input.
Well, y'all kind of been on the odds for a while. But not me. I wasn't asked. Now, if you were me,
yeah,
would you be bitter?
A party of one.
Oh. Yep. I'm very bitter about it.
I would be as bitter as
so if anybody
as
knows
would.
Bill Britt and you're like, Jack Campbell's trashing you on the radio this morning, fine, pick up the phone and call him and tell him that I'm ticked off because...
You want to be in an influential league.
I was not in the League of Influentials.
You have blue tights and red Speedos you could put on?
Not for public view.
You have a cape? I've seen you in your cape.
Oh, yeah, I have a cape.
It's a good-looking cape. It's yellow. Really. Yellow.
No, it's not. It was white. It's turned yellow over the years.
Wash your cape.
Well, it's just, it fades. You know how it is.
No, I don't. My cape, I take it to the dry cleaners weekly. The League of Influentials.
Yeah, League of Influentials.
What a stupid name. I'm not kidding. That is the dumbest name
I ever heard.
Is he copying the Power and Influence 40 from Yellowhammer? Is that what he's doing here? But he doesn't want to name them. You know what? If I had a group of anonymous things like this, I could just make stuff up. I could make up numbers. You know, we do polling. We could just make up poll numbers. We wouldn't actually have to spend the money making up polls.
I'm still ticked off about it. I picked that up. I just taken my dog to the vet, who was very contentious this morning, because I got there early and there was only one person at the vet, so I couldn't have him taken back to the back for daycare. So I had to sit with him, and she said, well, if you need to leave, just put him in this cage. Au contraire, he did not and would not go in the cage. So I was ticked off at him, and then I read the Alabama Political
Report. Hold on, I'm reading this. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. I'm reading through this as you speak.
It's the dumbest article I ever
read. Hold on. He asked them. I wondered how he came up with these percentages. Because here's what he says here. He's got percentages on this thing, and it says Kay Ivey will lead the field with 52%, Tommy Battle 24%, Scott Dawson 16%, Bill Hightower 8%. And so I'm sitting here thinking, how did he do this? I mean, is it 52% of the people he polled? That's pretty precise. How many damn people are involved in this League of Influentials? How many pairs?
Did he say it was 23 people?
How many tights did he have to buy? Well, listen, here's what he asked him. What do you think the final percentage will be? And then he averaged what everybody thinks the final percentage would be, is apparently how he did this. Because here's the question on Lieutenant Governor. What will be the vote percentages for each of the GOP lieutenant governor candidates on election day? Twinkle Cavanaugh, 52, Will Ainsworth, 34, Rusty Glover, 15. But the only way to come up with that wording of that question is that people must have guessed through no
scientific method whatsoever. Oh, I think that Kay's going
to... Look, we ought to have a League of Influence. Our callers are pretty influential. They're pretty plugged in. We ought to just open up the lines and say, what percentage will KIV get? And then we average it together, and then we release our poll of listeners. And then we see who's right. Our influential people or their influential people. I'll put mine up against theirs every day of the week.
Well, I will,
too. And ours will be transparent.
Well, let's get a little closer to the election, and we'll do that. Right now, there's too many ads that are about to come out and all that good stuff.
What will be the vote percentages for each of the GOP Attorney General candidates on Election Day? All this is people barking up what they heard some poll said.
Yeah.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever read, Jake. I mean, it's one thing if you say, like, what do you think the next issues will be in the upcoming legislative session or something?
Or rate in order who's going to finish where. Not give us a percentage.
Or not even that. I mean, there are, you can do poll. What he's trying to do is have his own poll. If you want to do a poll, hire somebody and do a poll. You know? Brent Buchanan does polls. He releases his polls. Other people do polls for public release.
I know.
Todd Stacey did a poll and released it. But he hired a company who did a scientific job and looked at it. I didn't agree with the results. I didn't think they did a very good job. But it was at least a poll. He at least paid somebody to do something. This is just asking your buddies.
Let me call Robin Stone over at Blue Cross and see what he says.
This is worse than somebody who says, what's going to be the score of the Super Bowl? Because at least if you do what's going to be the score of the Super Bowl, that's up to opinion. There's no scientific way to measure what's going to be the score of the Super Bowl. Hadn't been played yet.
Yeah.
We didn't know what team's going to be in it. But with this, there are scientific ways of measuring what's going to be the answer on Election Day.
I know.
So do that. Why, don't come up with a new way. I don't care what these 37.5% of your friends. So he basically polls his friends and releases it.
Mm-hmm.
It goes
and I imagine some of the lawmakers he polled might even be candidates themselves.
I bet they are.
Like Gerald Isle or...
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Anyway, I just thought it was humorous.
And you don't think these people have...
I'm bitter, but I thought...
Let me ask you this. You don't think some of these anonymous lobbyists and all these people have an interest in swaying the election?
No, I doubt that at all,
Think
Baron.
About it. Think about it. No, no, no,
of course
no, no.
Yes, of course.
Think about it. If you've given a bunch of money to Kay Ivey, are you going to go out there and say she's going to lay an egg?
No.
Or are you going to try to run up the score?
You'll run up the score.
If you've given a bunch of money to Steve Marshall... And you're a lobbyist at BCR.
You're stupid if you have a bunch of money.
Are you going to go out there and say Steve Marshall's going to get a zero?
No.
Are you going to go out there and say, I think you'll probably get around 60%?
I mean, it's...
This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I know. Totally agree.
Lord have mercy.
And I don't rate, so that's fine.
You're not in a league of influence.
No,
it's because you let your cape go yellow. You kept it pretty and white and bleached out. It didn't look good.
Let me tell you something. That cape don't fit anymore, just like a lot of other stuff.
You get that thing over to Worth Cleaners and get it cleaned up. All right, guys. We'll be back. It's 20 after. Down at this yellow hair.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Mike Holmes. I'm running for re-election as your representative here in House District 31. I'm a lifetime conservative Republican who advocates for more efficient use of your tax money, better education of your children, and ethical, limited government. I'm proud of my record of service in the House. I was one of only 23 House members with the courage to sign the Bentley impeachment resolution. My Judiciary Committee confirmed the evidence that forced this corrupt governor to resign. I have the right experience and the knowledge to best serve the people of Elmore County and the Alabama State House. I ask for your vote on June 5th, paid for by the Mike Holmes campaign.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Legacy. It takes you miles beyond the ordinary sedan with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And you have Subaru Starlink Multimedia to keep you entertained and informed about conditions on the road ahead. The 2018 Subaru Legacy. It's a car you can trust no matter where the journey takes you. Save up to $3,000 plus get financing as low as 0% for 63 months at Montgomery Subaru. $3,000 offer valid for 2018 Subaru Legacy 3.6R Limited JAK Option 23 MSRP $35,192.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house.
Man, Bubba, summer is upon us. Bright weather, sunny weather we've got now. Everybody's thinking Lake Beach. You see the pictures everywhere. We come to Tucker Pecan, and we have all the things you need, whether you're going to the lake, the beach, the softball field, the baseball field, soccer field. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got the towels, the totes, the tumblers, the thermoses, your cover-ups, anything you need. If you just need a little snack, we've got those at Tucker Pecan, whether it be chocolate pecans, honey pecans, praline pecans, cinnamon, or the new barbecue pecans. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. And if you need a dip for a party, we've got that at Tucker Pecan. Bunches and bunches of different kinds of dips down there. And if you need local honey for all these pollens and allergies that are going around, we've got that at Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shop for all your gift needs.
And you're located where?
350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry in the Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Reminder, Fred Mark Diamonds, you better believe it, we have the Fred Mark Diamonds. They're all responsibly sourced, totally beautiful, beautifully cut, and there's only 1% of all the diamonds in the world that qualify for diamonds. But do you pay more? Absolutely not. You're dealing with Marguerite's here. Okay, we have the best diamonds. They go straight from the mine to our cutter to us. There's no middleman. You get the best diamond for the less money.
Say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say
I'm over here adjusting the microphone, and Baron is trying to shove it down my throat. Here, push it closer to you, and I had to move. I would have been struck in the nose.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272. Well, you were struggling with it.
Of course, here we are in these antiquarian. What's the word? Antiquarian.
Antiquated?
Antiquated studio.
Yeah, that's the a song about one of my favorite movies of all time,
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I love it.
With Audrey Hepburn.
I love Audrey Hepburn.
You know who wrote it?
I do not.
Truman Capote.
Oh, I did know that actually.
No, you didn't.
I did. Now that you mentioned it, I know. Sometimes I don't know what I know.
Wow. Wait a minute. Are you Donald Rumsfeld? Didn't he say something crazy about?
Yeah, he said, hold on, there's three knows and unknowns. We know what we know. We know what we don't know. No, we don't know what we don't know.
I loved him for some reason.
Our number, should you want to get on a program like this for some unknown reason, 272-9228. 272-9228. I do need to tell you, this hour of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
I know.
Because they do a fantastic job day in and day out. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, where you can go get the finest Italian food in a very casual, relaxed atmosphere. You don't have to be casual and relaxed. You don't have to come in and rip jeans and a... Well, actually, that's kind of dressed up now. I mean, I went in the other day and I saw some jeans hanging on a rack. I was at the shopping place. It's unbelievable what they sell new jeans looking like these days. You can't buy a pair of jeans that don't have rips in them. I was looking for a pair of jeans. I was like, can I find one pair of jeans that are not all torn up? Look like they've been shot with a shotgun a few times. Anyway, back to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. You can wear torn up jeans. You can wear a business suit. It doesn't matter. You are welcome at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, and you will be very comfortable in both scenarios. So get by there when you get a chance. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, and the Zelda Place location right here in Midtown.
Do you know what they don't promote enough over there?
What's that?
Sunday night. If you ever go to Midtown on Sunday night, it is chock full.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you don't have to promote what's already jamming.
Well,
huh?
I know.
You promote like Monday afternoon.
Kids everywhere, but not unruly.
Well, kids eat free on Sunday afternoon after 4 o'clock, and beer's half price. Well, you need half price beer with that many kids. I saw a t-shirt I wanted to get one time. It said, Daddy drinks because you cry. I didn't have the guts to pull
it. No, of course not.
Randall.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, I ate there at Prattville yesterday at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I wish Prattville would get on them hours, which I know, you know, they're a little more. I don't know what the deal is, but hey, you got to get in at 11 because, you know, it's closed at 2 in Prattville, boy. You over Kim Curvin brought her family in yesterday and had a nice little meal, you know, sitting a bit bull crapping, a little politicking here and there, maybe a little bit. Does it sound like Bill Britt just took a dry run and that Susan Britt going to start hire him to do patrolling and take your job out of Montgomery?
Yeah, probably so.
It's what it sounds like. He's doing a dry run. He's putting everything together so he can charge Susan Britt, you know, and incorporate it for patrolling.
Well, let me tell you something. Ain't nobody gonna take food off my table.
Hey, no, because you know why? Because you're number one, baby. No. Number one. I can't tell everybody to take number one spot. I mean, because there ain't another number. I mean, it's better. But this ain't. This hole is by itself. It's got a good foundation. The foundation is as wide as its top. I mean, it's a perfect number, man. It don't fall. Anyway, but Bill, man, get off my boy's backside.
He didn't get on me. He just excluded me, and I'm bitter.
Well, that's the same thing. I mean, it kind of makes me mad. I mean, I just put a note. I mean, you sit beside that man every day. My daddy watches that show religiously, and then he going to pull some crap like that. I mean, I'm screwing. All right, we'll see y'all.
Okay. All righty.
I just want a cape. At least you have a cape. You don't wear it and keep it clean, but you have it. League of Influentials. Clint.
Good day, gentlemen.
Good day, good day.
I got a question for
Clint,
you, Mr.
Clint is
Coleman.
Actually part Australian.
Sir?
You're actually part Australian the way you say good day.
Really?
That's what they say over there in the upside down place, yeah.
Well, I guess they get the Morgan.
Huh? Go ahead.
That's German, but they.
Oh, Guten Morgen. Okay, gotcha.
I went down and registered to vote last Monday.
Okay.
And she said, you're in time. You got 1 week left. I'm thinking.
Today's the deadline.
Today's the deadline. That's what she told me.
Yeah.
I was thinking, that should be. Why is there a deadline? When I was in Houston working for the presidential election, my sister and I went down to vote. She said, they may not let you vote. I said, oh, yeah, they're going to let me vote. So I walked in there, gave my Alabama driver's license, my military ID. She said, well, you're not registered to vote. I said, look here. I'm a citizen, retired veteran. You cannot deny me the right to vote.
They certainly can if you're not registered to vote.
You know, I said, this is not right. I said, you need to register me right now, today. I can't go back to Alabama to vote. I'm in Houston.
But you don't live in Houston.
No. But you know what? They registered. They did it right there and then.
Yeah, they threw your ballot away. They make you
stop,
Baron. You make you cast a provisional vote?
No.
Huh?
They signed him up on the spot and he voted.
Well, yes, sir.
You just admitted to a felony on the air. Don't ever do that again.
I ain't no felony.
It is, too. You cannot vote in a state in which you do not reside. That is a
felony. I wasn't residing there then.
No, you weren't. You were vacationing.
I was working. I've been there for 6 months.
Okay. Well, then you were there. Now, well, see, here's the deal, Clint. The federal government has declared that states get to run their own elections on their own rules. And absent a few things that they're not allowed to do, they can pretty much do anything they want. One of which is they can determine how long you have to live in a state before you register and how many days before an election you have to register. And that is for administrative purposes, not to keep people from voting, but some states have different ways that they prepare their voting list and get ballots allocated and who's going to be where and all that. And they need to know at a certain cutoff date who's going to show up. Some states have determined they don't need that time, but the federal government has said they're allowed to take that time. They're allowed to take the time. In Alabama, it's 15 days, and it's perfectly legal and constitutional. If you show up tomorrow to register, they'll say, I'm sorry, the day's been cut off. You may register, but you may not vote in the next election. You can register for the runoff. You can register for the general tomorrow, but you can't register for the primary tomorrow. You got to do that today. Okay. Today's the last day.
Today's the last day. I just don't sound right to me. You're a verified citizen.
How are they going to keep their voting rolls and make sure they're accurate and get them printed into the place if they just let people sign up on the spot? How do we know who's voting if they just mosey in on the last day?
Well, you got ID. Well, if you don't have ID, you don't get registered. There's no reason why a person does not have a valid identification card.
I'm with you. I'm all for voter ID. Stop the Russians from infiltrating our election. Get voter ID. Pass it. All 50 states. Otherwise, the Russians could steal the next election. We need voter ID now. Photo ID to vote, or else the Russians could steal the election.
Well, damn.
Thanks for your call, Clint.
I'm still waiting on my T-shirt.
I know you are, my friend. I'm waiting on waiting on the next order myself.
You guys have a great day. All
right, thanks, Clint.
And you know he'd wear it.
It's really nice of you to call Clint a felon. Yep, guy's a war vet, and you gonna call him a damn felon? Oh, you know what you just did.
Well, Jack, he said he was there vacation. He didn't say I was living there. He said I was down there.
He said I was working in a presidential campaign, if you had listened to him.
I did listen, but usually you work on a presidential campaign on a temporary basis. You don't intend to stay there.
He lived there 6 months.
Okay.
He established some sort of residency.
James.
Yes, gentlemen. I use the term loosely. thank you for taking my call.
That was very ugly, James. Yeah, we don't even know you.
That's no way to make friends.
Well, this story is about you, so...
It better make me look good.
I think it will. So I was in the grocery store the other day and going through the line, and the bagger said, who is Barry Moore? Because I was wearing my Barry Moore for Congress T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, well, Barry's running for Congressional District 2 and blah, blah, blah. I said, are you going to vote in the primary June 5th? He said, oh, yes. I said, well, what congressional district do you live in? He said, well, I don't know. And I said, well, who's your current representative? And he said, well, I don't know. And so I asked him what area of town he lived in, and it sounded like he lived in Congressional District 2, so I asked him to vote for Barry Moore. And he said, oh, yeah, he was the guy that was on Barron's show, wasn't he? And I said, yes, he was. So apparently, some people who don't pay a whole lot of attention, but they listen to your show.
I guess that's a backhanded compliment, Jack.
Yes, well, I know. Now it's become Barron's show. Heading further to the bitterness that I've experienced all day today.
Well, that's how he refers to it.
Oh, but Jack, you're not there but 3 days a week and for 30 minutes at a time. So it's really not your show. And you're not really a political consultant because you're not influential enough to make the League of Influential. And the morning show is bitter because we are award-winning. Oh, excuse me. Barron is award-winning.
No. You too were thusly proclaimed from the Senate.
Well, you needed somebody to ride up there
with
you.
You were resolved and proclaimed and awarded.
Anyway, James, thank you so much.
Yes, well, I would like to ask one question.
He thought he was calling in with good news. He didn't know he was going to start.
He's probably another felon. Go ahead, James.
A question I've been asking people, you know, do you approve, and I would like to pose it to you guys and to your listeners if they'd like to call in and comment, specifically regarding Congressional District 2. Do you approve of the job the current Congress is doing?
The current Congress or the current Congresswoman?
The current Congress. the current column? No, I don't.
No.
Oh, okay.
There's no wall.
You're going to get like 93% okay. disapproval on that.
All right. And do you, thinking back to 2009, 2010 Congress, when they passed Obamacare and the big stimulus and who knows what else, do you approve of the job that that Congress did?
No.
No. Let me tell you about okay. this. Hold on. Real quick.
I know where you're going.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how this works. If you ask anybody in any congressional district, say you polled 1,000 people in each congressional district, all 435 congressional districts, do you approve of the job Congress is doing? 90-plus percent will say no. They'll get about a 5 to 10% approval rating in every congressional district. But when you ask people, do you approve of the job your congressman's doing, they'll all say yes. And here's the rub on that, James, because everybody believes it's everybody else's fault. It's not our fault. It's not my guy's fault. It's everybody else's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it works.
Well, my response to that would be, if you don't approve of what's going on...
Well, hold on. I'm gonna walk you down a line you don't want to go down, James, based on the shirt you were wearing over the weekend.
All right. Let's go ahead.
Ask people if they approve of the job the Alabama legislature is doing. They'll also say no.
Okay. Well, Barry's not running for re-election.
I understand that, but he's in the Alabama legislature and has been for the last two terms. While our unemployment rate's gone down because people quit looking for jobs. Our actual number of people employed since Barry Moore took over in 2010, since he got in there, has gone down. We have fewer people in Alabama employed than the day he took office in November of 2010. That's a shame. And I don't want to blame Barry Moore for that. But you can't blame Martha Roby or Bobby Bright for what's happened in Congress the last 10 years either.
For the laws that Congress has passed or not passed.
I'm gonna blame Barry Moore for the laws that the Alabama legislature has passed. The weakening of the ethics laws here the last go round. What you're doing is you want to hold a double standard, James. You want to hold a double standard. You want to blame Bobby Bright and Martha Roby for everything that's gone on in Washington, but you want to exempt your boy Barry Moore because he wasn't in Washington and he's not running for re-election in the Alabama legislature. The Alabama legislature has been lousy. It has thrashed schools in the last 8 years while Barry Moore's been there. It has destroyed the ethics law since Barry Moore's been there. It has sat by... Barry Moore voted for a felon. I'm not going to call James a felon. Barry Moore voted for a felon to be Speaker of the House after he was indicted for 23 felonies. An average of one felony every 8 weeks he was Speaker of the House. Now, you can go down this road, James, and I'm sure you're a friend of Barry Moore's, and I'm sure this is not the way this phone call meant for you to go. But what you're doing is unfair, and I'm going to call unfair anytime I see it.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is, if you're happy with the way things are going on, send back the incumbent.
Okay, I'm not happy with the way anything's going.
Okay, if you're not happy, then send someone else.
I got you, James. Thank you.
And I choose to send Drew Moore.
I give James a lot of credit. He got through his talking points.
Well, and James, thanks for calling it Barron's Show. And for talking to the guy that bagged your groceries who said he had heard Barry on Barron's Show. That's good to hear. And I hope it was a young person.
Thank you for your telephone call, James. Our number, if you want to get in, 272.
And I'm really not mad that he called it Barron's.
I'm not mad. Look, and I'm not too torn up about that phone call, but look, you can't be unfair. If you're going to hold against Bobby Bright and Martha Roby that they were a part of a lousy body named Congress, what about the gypsies, tramps, and thieves in the Alabama legislature?
And they are.
You're going to hold that against Barry Moore? Because they're terrible. We'll be back.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog. Outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap. Got his hands.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah,
Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with Southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll.
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
This is David, and the news Central Alabama has been anxiously awaiting is finally here. Mr. Sandman Mattress is back in their longtime store on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen. Yes, we are open just in time to have a sale so big we can only do it once a year. Mr. Sandman is having a Memorial Day sale. All mattresses and beds will be on sale, including the largest selection of luxury mattresses ever assembled in Central Alabama. The Bellagio and iComfort lines from Serta. The Property Brothers, as seen on HGTV by Restonic. Scandinavian latex and memory foam sets, Jameson latex and memory foam sets, an amazing lineup from Sutherland, including some copper-infused sets, Pure Talalay Bliss latex sets, and they all work on our power-adjustable bases. But don't fret, budget shoppers. Our selection of really nice, inexpensive sets is still the best around. No-interest financing is available across from the Dairy Queen in Millbrook on Highway 14 and on the Atlanta Highway across from the DQ in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
It's the American Idol Grand Finale. With incredible live performances by the Idol judges. Plus, even more celebrity guests. Oh, yeah. The top 10 return along with all of your favorites.
Big.
The surprises will be legendary.
Legendary.
Caleb, Maddie, Gabby.
Who will be named American Idol?
The American Idol Grand Finale. Followed by Dancing with the Stars. Live. Tonight on ABC 32.
Your morning's first news.
Good morning, America. We want to get right to that breaking news.
Never just the headlines. Always digging deeper. Reporting the facts you deserve. The exclusive news breaking interviews. What everyone's talking about. Robin, George, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Serving up what you need and what you want. First thing every morning.
Good morning, America.
That's why GMA is America's number one morning show.
We'll see you in the morning on GMA.
And we thank you.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The atmosphere is going to be rather disturbed, especially for the next couple of days. Better than normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through the evening hours tonight. Overnight low temperature 68, and tomorrow we'll do it again. A generous supply of scattered showers and storms across the area. Still random, but the best chance in the afternoon and evening hours. High in the middle 80s. Then it looks like upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. Partly cloudy with scattered showers and storms around, and not much change Friday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. The all-important Memorial Day weekend coming up. Have it handy on your phone or tablet because it'll give you hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too.
All right, guys, welcome back in 46 minutes after 9 o'clock. My friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting would have heard a call like that last one and thought, man, I bet that guy just wants to paint over his telephone call. It went so poorly for him. He thought he had these nice little talking points lined up. He was going to sneak them in with complimenting the host. You can compliment the host, and it will butter us up, but it will not take me off my game. We're not like most people here. You can compliment a lot of people and then just blow something right by them. You know, sneak a fastball right by them.
Nope. That's
not here. No. You're going to call with your candidate's talking points. You better be real slick. Slick as Al Doodoo. Because you can't do that around here like you can do it on all the other shows. Can't do that. We'll catch you. Boom. We got you. Got you dead in your tracks. Riley Manning, though, doesn't paint over the problems. Riley Manning fixes the problems and then completes the paint job. Give him a call, would you? 799-1284. 799-1284. Riley Manning. RileyManningPainting.com. 50-plus years in the business, Jack Campbell.
That's a long time.
I think he's about to celebrate 51, if I'm not mistaken.
No, not yet.
Wasn't it May? Or June?
No, I don't know.
What day was it?
I have no idea. It could have been yesterday.
It wasn't yesterday,
I don't
yesterday,
know why I'm
Jay.
Saying. I get confused.
Well, he's more than 50 years in the business. I know that. And he's got it. You know, Riley's got it. Riley's got everything. He's also got that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job's complete, only after you're satisfied. Give him a call today, 799-1284. 799-1284. Or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
You know, we had Barry Moore on the show. And
I liked him. He's a nice guy.
He did a good job. And we had a good time. We cut up and laughed. But I swear, Barry's whole campaign seems to be trashing Bobby Bright.
Well, look, Barry, had Bobby Bright not gotten in it, would have gotten the support of all the anti-Martha people, and then he would have just had to convince 5 or 10% of the Martha people to abandon her, and he'd have won, and he'd have been a congressman. Bobby got in there and soaked up some of that anti-Martha support, or majority of the anti-Martha support, so now Barry's in a distant third place, so in order to get into the runoff, he has to claw his way through Bobby. He's really in an unenviable position.
He is.
Because he has to keep Martha under 50, but he also has to get over Bobby, and that's a tough proposition.
Yeah, he talks about, oh, Bobby, you know, he was a big Democrat. Well, he voted, from what he told us on the show, he voted against Obamacare. He was, the National Right to Life gave him a 100% rating or something like that. I mean, it wasn't like he went up there and he was a liberal. And he tried to run as a Republican, from what he told the Republican State Committee when they allowed him to run as a Republican this year. He said, well, you know, I wanted to run as a Republican in 2008. And I went to the powers that be and they said, we've already got our boy and his name's Jay Love.
How'd that work out?
And, and so Bobby...
Now Jay Love's big old lobbyist.
Big old lobbyist, I know.
Now, I wonder if he's on the League of Influencers.
But he had to quit the legislature to spend more time with his family. That's what I love.
I wonder if he's...
God almighty.
I wonder if he's on the League of Influentials.
You know, he very well could be.
Hmm. Marilla.
Hey, y'all, Dern.
Fine, how are you, Dern?
Darren.
How are you, Marilla?
I'm good. You notice I did Jack's name first.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, yeah. See how better he was, how he kind of answered that? Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
I'm going to risk your ire, Baron.
Uh-oh.
I'm really, really curious. why, and this whole thing fascinates me with what's going on nationally, why Judge Dineen called Jeff Sessions the most dangerous man in America. I am baffled why he doesn't hand over more documents and stuff, and why he's gotten so cozy with Rod Rosenstein. That just baffles me.
We have a theory on this, huh?
All right, Marilyn, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you straight.
Okay.
I believe Jeff Sessions is on the Trump team. They're following a particular plan, and that plan does not involve playing their hand yet. When they play their hand, they're going to play their hand, and everything's going to come crumbling down. But if they turn over the documents that Congress wants turned over, if they turn over the scope memo that Congress wants turned over, it will instantly become readily apparent, not to the Republicans, who I think could keep their mouth shut, but to the Democrats who can't, that this thing is not going to end well for them. And the heat will be turned up to... You think the heat's turned up now? The heat will be turned up so high that they may not be able to finish the job they're doing. Why don't we just believe that Jeff Sessions, who was Donald Trump's first supporter, is on the team?
I think he is on the team. I just can't imagine that he's not. Sometimes I wonder if somebody has something on him or what's going on. But okay, I hope you're right. I hope that's.
If he were a bad actor, I think Trump would have gotten rid of him. He's gotten rid of a lot of the other bad actors.
There's a reason
Sessions has survived. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, Judge, you need to go on Judge Dineen's show, maybe, Baron, but maybe you don't want to let the cat out of the bag either, so.
Well, I think a lot of these media people are playing dumb, and I think the Republicans in Congress are playing dumb, too. I think they may know and may be in on it. I really do. I mean, you tell some people this, they're like, oh, buddy, you need to check into a mental institution. You're crazy. You got conspiracy theories. No, I look at the facts as I see them. And I don't think Donald Trump's an idiot. And in order to believe that all these people are snowing him in, you got to believe Donald Trump's the biggest dummy that ever occupied the Oval Office. I don't believe that. I think Donald Trump's one of the sharpest guys that ever occupied the Oval Office.
Oh, my gosh. He's playing the whole world like a violin.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Stay tuned. This OIG report has to break first, and it's going to outline a lot of criminality, and then some other things have to break, and then I think you'll see Jeff Sessions tear off his shirt and get rowdy.
Good. He needs to get rowdy. I want him to see him get rowdy like Giuliani. I'm just cheering Giuliani. Oh, I love it.
All right, Marilyn. Thanks. Appreciate it. Jersey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, buddy.
How's it going, Jersey?
Okay. I just want to say that this is my belief on Bobby Brayton. I know you're kind of on his team. I think he was told, yeah, you go ahead and vote no because your vote doesn't count anyway because it's going to pass. That's what I think happened there. I hate to say it, I'm just not a big fan of somebody who switches sides so much.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but if our party did not forgive people who used to be Democrats, we wouldn't have anybody in the party.
We would have a very small party in Alabama.
You're probably right. You guys know more about it than I do. The other thing is you have a commercial about going to that Wind Creek thing, and they tell you there's a lunch for $11, which isn't a great deal to begin with, and you have to pay for the dessert, which is another $2, and there's tax and a gratuity. They're not enticing me to go out. If they're listening, they need to change that ad. Is something that will draw some people.
Who?
Wind Creek. They get that lunch thing where, the guy's going to ride. I'm Ron Rod and Shotgun. You probably don't hear the commercials.
Yeah, I don't listen much.
But they have.
And what are they advertising? Food?
They're advertising for lunch.
Uh-huh.
And it's a meat and three, they call it. So yeah. I guess that's a meat and three sides.
Yeah. You're from Jersey. You might not be familiar with a meat and three, but that's how it works.
Yeah, for $11, which is. I don't know. To me, it's a little high. And then if you want a dessert, it's another $2, which should be included in that.
Why would a dessert be included in a meat and three? It's a meat and three, not a meat and four.
I don't know. It just seems like a lot of money. Before you get out of there, it's $20.
Well, if you order more food than they advertise, sure it is.
Well, okay, let's just say you order the sandwich.
Hey, Taco Bell has 99-cent tacos, but if you order five of them, they're $5.
I don't know. It just makes me think that they could do a little better to entice people in. That's all.
You mean cut the prices?
Well, on one thing anyway. If you order just the lunch, it's $11. Plus a tip, plus tax.
That's why they're telling you up front what it's going to cost.
Jersey, well, thank you for calling the Piss and Vinegar Show this morning.
Yeah. Well, I'm from New Jersey. I can't help myself.
Well, thank you for your call, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, we've trashed everybody's call this morning.
That is not true. We're having a big time. People are welcome to call. They want to. Look, I slept a long time last night. I'm in a good mood.
Really?
We'll be back. Alabama, Arkansas. I do love my mom, pa. Not the way that I do love you. Well, holy moly, real bad. You're the apple of my eye. Girl, I never loved one like you.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote on June the 5th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committed to elect Christy Edwards, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103.
Rhonda Walker, on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite y'all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a new zero-turn riding mower? If so, stop by CTE this month and check out Hustler Mowers, and you could save up to $500. Hustler is one of America's top brands for several reasons. First, best quality. From the ginormous 104-inch industrial model down to the smallest 36-inch homeowner model, Hustler builds commercial-grade, heavy-duty construction into every unit. Secondly, best warranty. Hustler backs up their best quality boast with warranties up to 5 years. And finally, best value. CTE has Hustler ZTRs on sale starting at only $27.99 and 0% interest financing for 48 months. So, if this is your year for a ZTR, don't wait. The $500 off is only this month while supplies last. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers.